Hillbilly Superman with buck teeth and sideburns sitting at the kitchen table one day. His parents tell him his true origin, how they found him in a cornfield when he was just a baby and raised him as if he were their own. Later, he exhibited superhuman strength, causing them to wonder if he was from outer space. Hearing this, he remembers a Superman cartoon he saw on TV once. "That's me," he realizes, and knows his destiny. He will travel to the big city and fight crime. He buys a pair of glasses to disguise himself as Clark Kent. Then packs his costume, which his mother has made out of long-handled blue underwear and a cape made out of a red towel, packs it into his battered suitcase along with his most valued possessions, 3 children's books, then waves goodbye and steps out into the sunlight. Looking up at the town's vaccine tower, he thinks, "Someday there'll be a big picture of me up there. Smallville, home of Superman." In the distance is the big city, great silver buildings shaped like rockets pointing upwards to the sky. He is thrilled at the sight, and yet there is something sinister in the big city. Steps out into the sunlight here in a cornfield. He exhibited superhuman strength, snapping the vampire's neck, and someone is making an unauthorized film. He thinks he must be from outer space. Someone is making an unauthorized film. The bus climbs higher, crossing a field of grass. He remembers the vampire's death. Below is a cemetery, but in the distance is the big city, the graves of movie stars, buried on top of each other like cords of wood, valued possessions, graffiti spray painted on the sides, is making slit unauthorized film. The cops sedate the suspects in an abandoned KFC and load them into the back of a refrigerated paddy wagon, stacking them, wrapped in hooded straitjackets, their own bodies following to the ground, now engraved on tombstones. God is in a cage, pointing towards his palm trees. There is a big celebration, as pools of blood. Great silver build shaped like rocks desert. We encounter a post-apocalyptic tribe passing through this studio. Superman cartoon he saw on TV. As if he were a vampire in Cornville sitting at the kitchen. Someone is making unauthorized pinball machines. I hear a voice coming from the window. "What is your genus label? Come outside and show yourself." Fearfully, I back away from the window. But a few moments later, curiosity causes me to overcome my fear. I go to the window and peer out into the night. Someone is moving around below. Then I notice a group of cop cars in the parking lot, lights flashing. Apartment tenants are standing around watching. I step outside. "What's going on?" I ask. A man replies, "Someone was making an unauthorized film." I see film equipment, also the cops questioning 3 people. The cops sedate the people and wrap them in hooded straitjackets. Then they load them into the back of a refrigerated paddy wagon, stacking them on top of each other like cords of wood. Someone is making an unauthorized film. Someone is making an unauthorized film. Someone is making an unauthorized film. Post-apocalyptic tribe raising cattle on the coastline. They are good people, mostly, but there are vicious stabbings in the night. Bodies discovered on the trails in the morning. Slit throats leaking massive pools of blood. My double and I migrate north to the place where the lanky men in straw hats dwell. In an abandoned KFC, we encounter a vampire. My double wrestles the creature to the ground, snapping its neck and other claws. They crack. Leaving a sticky goo on the hands. They got us in a cage. He thinks he must be worse from outer space. Most valued possessions for being sprayed on the signs caused him slit throats. They crack. They got us in a cage. Red pointed towards palm trees. In the distance. Following the vampire's death, there is a big celebration. The villagers reward my double with a goddess in a cage. She is nude. Her hair is gold and long and covers her private parts. On a tour bus flying several feet off the ground, passing through Disney Studios, now deserted, buildings empty, windows broken, graffiti spray painted on the sides, a red, crudely drawn, pornographic Mickey Mouse with his pants down catches my eye. The bus climbs higher, crossing a field of grass, palm trees in the distance, passing over a cemetery, the graves of movie stars, names that once were in lights, now engraved on tombstones, catching birds.
By organs of the sun, the air was sweet and warm. Then the sun turned red and bled all the clouds, and I fell softly in the palm. By organs of the sun, the air was sweet and warm. The sun turned and bled all the clouds, and I held softly in the palm.